Welcome everybody to another episode of Random Rants. I'm your host, Michael Anderson, and today's podcast episode will be something I'm actually a little bit curious about, as always. So, this is nothing new. Anyway, this is what I'm curious about. Why do nice guys finish last? Now, before you go to another podcast, another episode, or anything else, I just want to say, why does this happen? Like, I just don't get it. Is the world this terrible place where everyone takes advantage of you and then just leave you alone? Then, if that's the case, why don't we just become a terrible human being? Then maybe people will, I don't know, just give us more stuff, respect us a little bit more. Like, I just don't get it. Like, this is really confusing. I just don't get it. So, here's the story. Just happened to me less than 12 hours ago. So, if you listen to my previous episode, which I talk about my MacBook and that when people with experience meet a person with money goes to the experience, they basically trade. Anyway, so here's this what happened less than 12 hours ago. So, luckily for me, that person was about to take a huge advantage of me, didn't buy my MacBook. So, yeah, I kinda give him a little bit of respect because he taught me a lesson. But like, this is what happened today. So, a person comes to the shop and asks us, now this is a little bit, so yeah, asks if I want to trade my MacBook for his laptop. So basically, both have like similar qualities or whatever. Anyway, so I say okay, but I want like $150. So I ask him for $150. And this, now, respect to the guy, he was like from another city and so and so on. So he said, okay, well, I don't have enough money. Now, we live in a society here where there isn't like a credit card where you can borrow money, take it from the credit card or whatever. This is pure cash society. Pure cash society. So this is what he tells me. He tells me, well, I don't have 150. I'm gonna go with like, could you go like for all I have is like, wait, how much was it? All he has was like, no, to make it $2, it will be $114. I said, okay, no problem. I'll take that 140. That wasn't all he has, that all he could afford. The rest would be just like the money he needs to go back to the city. So anyway, I take the money and say, okay, no problem. Well, you can play with the MacBook, and if you like it, I'm gonna sell for 114. I felt emotion again. I'm like, dude, this guy doesn't have money, like, I don't know, I'm just gonna help him. Okay, so I was wrong, like, so wrong. This is what happens. The guys come to me and say, oh yeah, no, in the retail place we sell cables, flashes, memories, basically electronics, accessories, it's phone accessories. So he comes to me and says, well, I need a cable. So I give him a cable and I give him okay, I feel sorry for the guy. I give him how much? $2 off. The guy is like, okay, thanks. Just casual. I'm like, oh. I'm like, damn it. That guy just told me that and I settled for 114. I'm like, okay, maybe he is okay. Just, I'm gonna honor my word. Okay, no problem. Now, he comes back to me and says, well, the MacBook has this problem. I'm like, yes, well, I didn't know. Could you lower a little? I'm like, still feeling emotion for the guy. I'm like, okay, no problem. 100, that's my last. I won't go ascend that. He says, I'm like, okay, no problem. So, after a little while, he comes, oh yeah, I need a 32 gig flash, which we sell for around $20, $21, something as a range. So, he says, how much is it? I'm like, $21. He said, okay, here's the money. Just like that. Oh, okay, here's the money. Just like that. Like that. I'm like, so at that time, and again, I honor my words, but that guy just paid $20. And let's say $8 for that, so that's $28. And he tells me all he has. So $28. I'm selling for 100. So that's $128. This is literally $14 over the money he told me he couldn't pay, obviously. Now, I'm just curious why this happens. So the guy okay, so out of respect and empathy, when he actually gave me the money for the flash, I was about to give him back few actually $2 back. Not that I wouldn't take that much profit from him, because I said he's he doesn't have the money. But once I say $20, he's like, okay, no problem, here's it, goodbye. Literally, just like that. He goes, and I'm like, come on. You said you didn't have money, now you're spending over $28. And you said that's all you can afford. Then where the hell that $28 came from? And that just bothered me so much. Why just and this is actually the crux of the episode. Now, if you got tired, I apologize for it, but this is I really want to talk about. Why do nice guys finish last? Dude, if I said okay, it will be 175. If can't afford it, go somewhere else. It was your fault. You should brought more money. It's not my fault. I'm trading it, and you're gonna give me 175 extra for it. If I just was like that, and a bad person, a bad person, an asshole. If I was an asshole to him, then I would have got at least an extra $75. Okay, maybe $50. If I was an asshole, I could have gotten an extra $50 from him. An extra $50, come on. That's a lot. It actually is a lot of money. $50. Now, for you, the listener, it might not be a lot, but here where I live, I'm not gonna say it's a lot, but It's a decent amount of cash. Okay, $50. Just to make it clear, $50 you can, if you're a tech person, you can buy 128 SSD, 128 GB SSD hard. So like, you just lost 128 SSD hard. You gave that away for some stranger because you wasn't being an ass. So yeah, I don't know. Should I like? Did this? So I'm curious. Did this happen that too? Because like, I'm gonna try it from now. I'm gonna say the result, but like, I'm actually gonna try it. I'm gonna be a little bit more ass, a little bit more of a jerk. I'll try it. I'll tell you the result because like, nice guys finish last. Like that's two experience I'm having in like a month, in like 2 weeks, where I've been nice and I got like. I got taken, took advantage of. Like, okay, I respect taking advantage of me. I take it. You are a human, like, you take advantage of everyone. That's a human thing. But, like, when the guy's trying to be nice, why do you take it more advantage of him? Like, this just don't make serious. Don't make sense to me. If someone being nice to you, why do you have to be a jerk to him? But when someone's a jerk to you, you be nice to him, you respect them, you do what he says. Like, why? I just don't understand it. So anyway, today's piece to take off. Try to be more of an ass. People respect that. People give money to people who are assholes. That's actually true. Be nice, my guys finish last. Always have, always will. Or, from my experience, that's how I see it. I may be wrong, like, just because I had two experiences doesn't mean the third one being nice won't give me, like, a huge shot of a trillion dollars instead of me losing around $200 being a nice guy. I might lost on $200, but I might gain $1 trillion because I'm nice. I don't know. So that's a random question, a random thought. I'm gonna try to be a little bit more of I'm going to be a little bit more. I'm going to step my nice self. I'm going to step my nice, yeah, a little bit to the back and be more of a bad guy towards money and see what people say. And I'm going to update you with whatever happens. So anyway, if you are still listening, I'd like to thank you for listening to Random Rants. I'm your host, Michael Edison, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. Did you had an idea? As do you have a story on this? Did this ever happen to you? Being where you been nice and you been taken advantage of? I'm just curious. Did this happen? Did it not? Tell me in any way you can reach me. I'm not sure. My Instagram is Michael Anderson. I would love to hear a story from you. That's Michael Anderson. MICHEALL, what do you guys call it? Scroll or the line, then Anders, ANDERS. So, Michael Anders. We'll love to hear if you have any thoughts on this. Hit me up on Insta, say I'm from the podcast. I'll be waiting for you. Until the next time, see you soon. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye. Like, really? Why do this happen? I'm just curious. Again, If you have a story, just leave it in or DM me on Instagram at Michael Andersons. Again, at Michael Andersons. So that's MICHEALL. That's the double L. Underscore Anders. ANDERS. Thanks again for listening.